Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 86. As always, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is that all-important email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love hearing from our listeners, and thank you to those of you who send emails with suggestions. And indeed, if you have anything that you want to say or come on the show and tell us about, we'd love to hear from you too. Now, coming up on today's programme, a new product is just entering our portfolio. We'll be talking to Adam Lee, Business Development Manager with SpeakSee, about a product that can change the lives of those who are hard of hearing or totally deaf. Stay right where you are. If you can imagine, for those with hearing impairments or those with total hearing loss, then conversations, communication of any sort, be that at home, in college, in work, in school, in social situations, can be really difficult, can't it? I was Apogee, actually, the other day. I happened to be in a noisy bar. And because this piece was coming up, I was thinking in the back of my head, how would somebody with any kind of reduced hearing be able to take part in conversations in a scenario like this? Anyway, we're delighted to have introduced, or just about to introduce, a new product to our portfolio called SpeakSee. SpeakSee's mission is to make conversations accessible for all, and they also believe that technology can help to transform disability to ability. That's language that I love to hear from companies, and we're delighted to be joined today by Adam Lee, who is a Business Development Manager with SpeakSee in the UK. Adam, welcome to the show. Thanks a million for joining us.
Morning, Stuart. Thanks very much for having me.
Now, listen, we'll talk in just a sec about the company and maybe a little bit about yourself and your own background. But just very briefly, can you tell me, what is SpeakSee?
So we're a design and manufacturing company with the sole purpose to support people who are deaf and hard of hearing with communication devices and options. And really, the reality is we've got three key products that create live captions that can be used in all walks of life: work, education, home, and social.
Okay, just maybe if you can just try to help us get a sense of what are the big challenges that people have, and let's say if someone wasn't using SpeakSee, what are the big challenges for people with hearing loss, or indeed people who are totally deaf, and trying to kind of manage in society?
Well, it's a great question. And I think, you know, I will say from the outset that I speak to many, many people who are deaf, who have either been deaf from birth or have acquired hearing loss at a later age. Everybody's personal experience seems to differ. But what I can do, just talk very specifically about my wife's situation. My wife's been deaf for 25 years. She lost her hearing just after we left university together. She was only sort of 21, 22. I've experienced what she's had to deal with on a day-to-day basis, particularly at work, where she's found it incredibly difficult just to manage simple meetings with four or five people around a board table. Or you get these sort of team meetings where lots of people are all speaking at once. And she can find it incredibly alienating and isolating, to the point where after meetings like that, she feels the need to go and check in with everybody individually just to make sure that she did actually capture what they said, that she hadn't lost any really important key actions and things like that. But on a personal note with my wife, I've also seeing the difficulties that she has, even when we're going out for Sunday dinner with her family and our kids. We're sitting in a kind of noisy restaurant environment, and she's really trying to just pick up what people are saying as they talk while they're eating. And it's an incredibly challenging environment. to the point where, you know, for periods of her life, she actually retreated from situations like that, didn't even want to go out to the pub and inflict that upon herself.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing that we've seen, you know, firsthand, mm-hmm. Stuart.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that kind of personal connection. Is that maybe what drove you to kind of, maybe in your own career, to sort of look at, you know, sort of thinking, look, there must be a solution for this?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And in fact, the reason I got connected with Speaksea about 2 years ago is I was phoning on my wife's behalf to obtain a microphone kit for her. And it was during that conversation that I was very politely told by the Speaksea team that they were only selling in the Netherlands at that time. And I felt the need to go back and sort of have a bit of a moan at them to say, well, why aren't you selling in the UK? And our CEO actually phoned me back the week later and offered me the job, Stuart, to go do it myself. So it was exactly that connection through my wife that led me to Speaksea. But again, before even that, my wife and I have always been very active in the lobbying to try and improve life for people who are deaf. In places where there really should be support. Okay. So it was a nice connection.
Okay, absolutely. Now, Adam, I know you're going to, and we'll talk in before the end of this show about a webinar that you're going to join us for in a couple of weeks, where you'll talk, I think, in much more detail about Speaksea, and of course, you'll be able to help if with questions that people may have. But just you mentioned the kit, the microphone kit, and the pieces of hardware. How does it work? Let's say in your wife's situation. If she wanted to use Speaksea in that meeting room when you talk to us, where she's sitting around a table with four or five people?
So it's probably where it's used most by my wife at work is in that scenario. She actually bought her kit using Access to Work funding, which was a massive benefit. So the government picked up about 80% of the cost for it. Now, it's an entirely portable device. It fits in her bag at work. It's about the size of a fat mobile phone. You didn't picture that. She takes it out of her bag. She just puts it on the table as the meeting is starting. She presses a little button on it, which turns it on. Takes about 20 seconds to switch on. In the meantime, she hands out microphones to the people in that meeting. They can wear that on a lanyard around their neck or just put it on the table in front of them. And as soon as they start speaking, the Speaksea system captures absolutely everything that is said, with an added benefit that it will display the subtitles in different colors for each person who is speaking. And then my wife can choose to access the captions either on her mobile phone, if it's a bit of an ad hoc meeting, but if it's a longer meeting, she'll probably bring the subtitles up on a laptop in front of her. And that allows her then to lip read and also use those captions that are coming up very clearly throughout the course of the meeting. So she can really follow any changes in topic. If anybody calls on her to answer a question, it's really clear that that's coming up. And she feels a lot more confident with Speaksea helping her in that situation.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, doesn't it? I mean, there must be some really clever processing going on in the background to translate in real time the spoken word into text on a screen.
You're exactly right, Stuart. I mean, fortunately for us, we were able to lean heavily through the development of the product on some really good existing AI technology. So what we've done is we've taken some of the best stuff that's out there and we've put it together with our system. And it allows us to effectively be the best in terms of accuracy in the world at the moment, Stuart. And with speech to text, that is really the most important thing, that it's quick and it's very accurate. And I think there's a lot of sort of apps you can get on your phone out there at the moment, which really aren't anywhere near as good as they should be, and certainly not good enough for professional situations. The fact that we've got the equipment and our own microphones, and we're using this clever AI in the background, it all hatches together to produce a very, very effective device. And with an added benefit that we're very, very good at eliminating any of this sort of background noise that you get. Even sitting next to the air conditioning unit or the photocopier, it will eliminate that. And as part of that, will really improve the accuracy of the captions that you ultimately get.
Okay. And just give us a sense then for maybe, so we've seen maybe an example of how it might work sitting around a meeting table, people with their microphones. If someone's in college, a student going into a lecture, similar thing, they just hand a microphone to the lecturer. Is that it?
Spot on. Yes, we've got quite a few students that are using it. Again, it's fully supported by the Disabled Student Allowance, so students are able to get government funding for it. In a lecture hall, you just give your microphone to the lecturer up front and then go and take your seat wherever you like in the lecture hall. You don't need to be sitting down the front anymore. You can just open your laptop up. And immediately you get the captions, and students love it because it also has a great note-taking function. So they can fully focus on the lips of the lecturer and the captions, so they're fully engaged with the lecture. And at the end of it, they just press a button and they've got the full transcript, which they can save. And some students are even running that through something like ChatGTP to make a kind of summarized set of notes that they can save as part of their course. So very, very effective in that environment, Stuart.
It's incredible, Adam, isn't it, how AI is really changing that landscape. I mean, I'm even looking at, for example, this podcast and some podcasts that I listen to, where you can now read live transcripts and, you know, just tap on a particular area of the transcript and the show starts playing from that point. It's really amazing when you see how quickly this is making that type of information more accessible to people.
I think that's a really, really good point. I think for me, COVID, I think, played quite a big part, certainly in the work life situation, because you had people who were deaf who were now allowed to work from home, where they were joining all of their meetings using something like Teams, Microsoft Teams or Google Meet. And these things are reasonably good at creating captions for that meeting. And all of a sudden, people who have struggled or had real difficulty in communications in a face-to-face situation was now benefiting hugely through having everything captioned. Now, the reverse is now happening, where there's a lot of anxiety of people being brought back into the office for face-to-face meetings, but now they're worried that they're not going to have the captions that they've come to rely on. Mm. So we've actually sold a whole bunch of kits to professional people, really trying to bridge that gap as they're being brought back from working at home and back into the office, sometimes even two or three times a week. Now Speaksea can continue that subtitles they've become even more reliant on. So it is. It seems to be we're in the right place at the right time, Stuart, it feels.
Mm, yeah. It must be hugely rewarding, Adam, working in this space. But what are people saying to you after trying out Speaksea, after using it?
Oh, we've had some. It's one of my favourite parts of the job, actually, is reading the emails that you get from happy customers. There's one gentleman in particular that I think he's in his mid-80s. He was using Speaksea, or he uses Speaksea for social situations with a large family, a lot of kids running around, a lot of noise. And his only way that he found to communicate with his family before was walking around with a large, wipe clean whiteboard, and he would hand pens out to people to scribble on, so just so that he could see what was going on. Yeah. And you know, he wrote us a tear-filled email, and it's just allowed him really to connect even better with his grandkids now of that age where they're speaking all the time. So that was a lovely example. And I'll just give you one other short example. We are also doing support for large event spaces where you might have a presenter on stage and an audience of 500 plus. These sorts of environments were never really catered for particularly well for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. We actually can use our device alongside their AV system, their microphones, and it allows us to create subtitles that we actually broadcast to the audience where they can read the subtitles on their own mobile phone. And we recently did an event where there was a lot of deaf people there, Some of the feedback was fantastic. One that made me laugh is, wow, this is great. I don't have to sit up the front anymore. Yeah. Now, just a silly thing like that, it shows that that's proper accessibility. Proper inclusion means that somebody doesn't even need to think about it. Stuff is just there that helps them be included. And that's a big part of the Speaksea mission. Yes, we've got some great products, but we're after real cultural change where we can get it to really try and improve things en masse. And those things are quite exciting.
Okay, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Getting people access to information on an equal level. Adam, it's been great to catch up with you. Now, you're going to be back on our popular Webinar Wednesday slot on the 1st of May at 2 p.m. So if you want to know more about Speaksea, and if you want to talk to Adam and ask questions, then do register for our next Webinar Wednesday event. Information as I speak, at time of publication of this podcast, will be going on sightandsound.co.uk. You can sign up and register for that event. Adam, listen, thanks a million for giving us your time today. We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, but for the moment, take care and talk to you soon.
Sebastian Stewart, have a good week. Take care.
And many thanks there to Adam Lee for joining us. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Adam. Actually, he's such a nice guy. And you really can see, can't you, when there's a personal link, you know, with technology and maybe a family member, how it just drives and motivates and really ignites someone's passion. So really great to see that. Adam will be with us on the 1st of May for our next Webinar Wednesday. So if you're interested and want to know more, then head over to our website where you can find all the details to register. That's just about all we have time for on this episode of the show. Until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.